Bonjour, and welcome on the Gospel Spice podcast, where you are invited to taste and see that the Lord is good. Gospel Spice is your Christ-centered podcast, infused with in-depth biblical flavors and sprinkled with a dash of French culture to spice up your relationship with God. Here is your host, Stéphanie Roussel.
I've got a great surprise for you today. My guest is Lara Silva, who plays Eden in The Chosen. And today is the day, November 18th, when all of the first episode of season 3 is being aired in movie theaters. So I know there's a lot of hype going on around The Chosen right now. And I'm so excited to have this conversation with Lara. So much about her own journey, her own faith. We're going to talk about her spiritual routine, about how her faith has been made stronger through The Chosen. We're going to talk about her past and her future. We're going to talk about spices and her favorites. We're going to talk about how her own positive and also negative past experiences have affected her interpretation of Eden and her own journey of faith. We're going to talk about the challenges that she has. We're going to talk about prayer. And actually, speaking of prayer, you need to stay tuned, because at the end of our time together, Lara prays this absolutely beautiful prayer for you, or listener. So we're going to talk about what it tastes like to trust God and so much more. So, dear Lara, welcome on the Gospel Spice podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. I love the name, Gospel Spice.
You're very sweet. Well, we were just talking before we started recording. You said you were in France not too long ago. So tell us about that. How was that?
It was so beautiful, so romantic. Hello, it's Paris. But I was only there for 2 days, so it was such a tease. My husband is a soccer coach, so he was actually doing a French licensed training course for soccer. And so he finished it out there. And so I kind of went to support him and, his graduation, sort of speak. So we were there for just the 2 days. It was wonderful. It was such a good time.
So I heard you say on another interview that the dream place you'd love to live in is Italy.
Oh,
I am on a mission to change your mind on that. Yeah. And make you want to live in France.
Oh my goodness.
Sounds like now that I went to,
I haven't visited Italy yet. I did visit, France first. So my heart, it's in Paris right now. So until I visit Italy, I don't know. My husband is Italian, so we'll have to see.
Right. I hear you.
it would be a dream. I loved it.
Paris is my hometown, so that's I'm so glad you got to yeah. see it a little bit. So how are you doing? My goodness, today, what a week you've been through. Tell us about how you're doing and how was it, the premiere, and my goodness, all the things, girl.
It was amazing. We finished filming season 3 the end of September, and then the quickest turnaround, right? I feel like we were quick to try to release these episodes 1 and 2 in theaters, and so now it's being released tomorrow in most English speaking countries. And to go and see be at the premiere and have the cast and crew back together again along with thousands of our fans watching it for the very first time together was just an experience I'll never forget. It was my first premiere ever as an actor. And so that was a dream come true, to see yourself like on the big screen like that, telling one of the greatest stories ever told in a new way where people are just relating so much to it. It's changing lives. And wow, like just mind blowing that this is where we are. And I'm excited. It's so nerve wracking too, for people to see your work. So I'm here for it.
Yes. And I'm not worried about that. I know you're going to be met with, first, a very sympathetic, very enthusiastic audience. And second, you guys are doing such an awesome job. Let the naysayers be the naysayers. They'll always be around. They were there around Jesus' time. They're never going away. We can just ignore them as much as we can. So actually, what advice maybe would you have for people who are going to be watching you guys this weekend?
So the advice I will give them is the advice I wish I remembered to take, some tissues. I promise you, I was like, don't ruin my makeup. Don't ruin my makeup. Lara, you'll be fine. You've read the scripts. You're not going to cry. And then seeing it live on the screen, I was just a puddle on the seat. So please bring your tissues. There are some powerful things that are going to, some tough questions that get asked that Jesus answers. And man, it was wonderful, but you're going to laugh so much as well. Oh, the beautiful writing, the wittiness, the cast did such an amazing job. I'm so proud of them. It was so cool. And I'm just so excited for our audience to get to experience that as well.
Mm-hmm. I love how, I mean, everything I've ever seen about The Chosen makes it look like it's such an amazing team effort, right? And so, I don't know, I'm assuming you've been on so many different casts, on so many different movies. What makes the atmosphere in this particular team maybe just different?
Yeah, honestly, I think the atmosphere was set and it starts at the top, you know, with Dallas Jenkins, our creators. They have really provided such an amazing, just safe space to be able to tell such a beautiful story. And then we have Jonathan Rumi, who plays Jesus, and he's right up there. You know, he kind of sets just this tone and, you know, makes the set. We're just surrounded by so much love and passion and caring for the project and what we're doing and the story we're telling. And so then it trickles down from there. We feel it. So the other castmates then, I mean, we do feel like family. We just mesh so well. I've never worked on another set where I genuinely feel like, wow, I've known these people for so long. And we just love each other. So
that is really cool. I love that. And I love how, I mean, obviously this is a Christian show, but the staff, the team is from all backgrounds, right? So you're a Christian. Can you tell us briefly how you came to faith? I know it wasn't in your early years, and how obviously The Chosen has affected all of that.
Yeah. My mom, she grew up Catholic, but for us growing up, you know, going to church was never something that we always did. And I definitely didn't even own my own Bible. I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. I didn't know anything about who he really was. We believed in God, you know, but yeah, it was one of those things it felt far away until I got older and I realized I was going to college to study my sciences. I wanted to be a nurse, but something just felt like maybe this is not my calling. I don't know what it is, but this isn't it. And I made the abrupt decision to leave. And that made me feel even worse about myself because I felt like a quitter. I didn't know what I wanted to pursue in life. And then it wasn't until I started going to church, honestly, and just kind of trying to figure out, like, I feel like there's something there. What am I missing? And finding my faith and then realizing, okay, like one of my good friends asked me, like, what were you doing when you last felt truly happy? Like, you have to find your passion. And it wasn't, I had to think back, you know, elementary school, I was putting on shows and plays and performances. And I was like, wow, to go through life for so long, not doing what you really love. I feel like it didn't birth in me that passion and that knowing until I allowed Jesus really in my life. And I feel like he just spoke through me. I'm like, I'm starting this later on in life, a dream that seems really impossible. I don't really have a whole lot of experience, or I didn't go to fancy acting college or school or graduate from an acting school or anything, but I just was like, I'm gonna just trust and go for it. And I started at the really small, like, I Googled acting classes near me, and I just showed up and I found my home where I belong. Everything in me was like on fire. Mm-hmm. And that was a spiritual moment for me. And like that same connection and fire I felt to pursue acting, I felt like Jesus was going to guide me through it, because there was nowhere else, no way else I could get it done. And then I just kept pursuing, doors opened, some closed, and Full Circle brought me to a faith-based show. And that's now just, wow, like being able to share my story and my testimony and where it's going, it's mind blowing.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. So this is the Gospel Spice podcast, right? So we love to, our motto is taste and see that the Lord is good. Can you tell us what it tastes like for you to trust God through all of that?
Yeah, it makes life just so, honestly, so much more beautiful and enjoyable, right? When we think about food, like how bland would it be if we didn't have the spices from our cultures or from our homes, right? To bring all that out. And it feels like home when you're eating your food, right? That you love, that you're accustomed to. So I think what a beautiful, just, you know, name for your podcast, because wow, like that is what the gospel and what Jesus does in your life. That's what it's done for me. It has propelled me in ways I never thought possible. My trajectory in my career, my life, the people that have come into my life as well that he put to help me get to where I am. Those are all the spices of life that have like been brought to me to just create something so beautiful and a life that I'm proud of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I love your, you know, your dependence and your surrender to Jesus. What, I know you have a very intense spiritual life. What does your spiritual life look like? What do you do? Walk us through that. Give us some ideas, some inspiration.
Yeah. So I, right now, you know, honestly, the walk in faith is not always easy, right? It's
amen,
really not.
Sister. Oh, amen. Yes.
Sometimes we find ourselves just so full of like, I'm into it. I get up in the morning and I'm in my devotionals or I'm reading some scripture. But then like sometimes, honestly, like life gets so busy, you know, life gets in the way. And then when I find myself feeling like pulled away, I know that it's not Jesus that has pulled away. It's me. So I have to always reinvest and keep coming back to just that security, right? That foundation of like, okay, I know that I need to get my day right with spiritually with me, with God first. Because so much is thrown at you throughout the day, so many distractions, so much, you know, things in the world. And so in the mornings, I think I would just really, I'm trying this now as we speak, where don't look at your phone right away in the morning when you wake up, because it's so easy to get distracted and see what other people are doing. And then you're comparing yourself and, you know, you start seeing, oh, wow, that person's doing this. I'm not doing that. Then you feel, I mean, it's just this rabbit hole. You feel like so you're not good enough and like you're doing nothing with your day. So if you start your day just in some like quiet time, some prayer with your coffee. And like I said, I'm trying that now and it's made all the difference. It's been great. So I encourage all to do that.
Yes. What do you put in your coffee? How do you drink it?
Ooh, I love to, so I put a little, it's a little vanilla oat creamer. Mm-hmm. So I heat it up a little bit first and then I foam it in the little machine and then I hit brew, you know, coffee cup. So mm-hmm. then the coffee drips inside the yummy goodness and the foamy. And then that's how I drink it.
That sounds lovely. That's what I need to do tomorrow morning. That sounds amazing. That sounds really good. I love what you're describing about how obviously you've grown so much in your spiritual journey and how, you know, you're learning to depend on God ever more. I mean, we're all there. We're all learning that. What mm-hmm. would you tell Lara 5 or 10 years down the road about that?
Wow. I would tell her that you are enough. Like just simply put it that way, because I felt so just lost. I didn't know where this was going to take me. I didn't know if I was even going to be pursuing my dream. I was working so hard in like the restaurant industry, trying to pursue my acting career at the same time. And I just I wish that I could have told myself to just like, stay at it, stay persistent in seeking God and asking him for help. He will get you there. And I wish I would have trusted myself more and not got in my head so much about the outside things and just focus more internally on me, who I am and how I am enough, and that he will provide. And I mean, he's done that, but I didn't know it at the time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And so in light of that, what would you tell Lara of the future in a few years?
Wow. I'm trying to figure that out now, right? Because we're so fearful of the unknown still, but mm-hmm. we don't have to. We don't have to live in that space of fearing the unknown, because God knows what's best for us. Even like he knows better than we do. And sometimes knowing that your prayers and your requests and dreams in life aren't always going to be answered when you think they are, and also not the way that you think it will be, because we don't even know like what's best for us until we get there. And we're like, oh, that's why that didn't happen. That's why I didn't book that TV show or movie that I really wanted so badly, because I was meant to do ABC instead. So just telling myself in the future to be mindful of that.
Right. Yeah. And when we learn to taste the goodness of the Lord, right, it's like, okay, it takes our spiritual taste buds off some of the not so good stuff, like the chemical sugars that we might be addicted to, and takes us to the good food, right? It's just, and it's a process that we have to unlearn and then relearn in the proper way.
Yes, every day.
Right. Oh, none of us have arrived. Like it's, we're all a process. And actually it's interesting when you say this, because it reminds me, I've heard you again in other interviews say how there's so much similarities that you're bringing, that Lara is bringing into Eden, right? There's so much of your personality, how feisty, how sassy you are, your sense of adventure, because you're basically creating a person from scratch. I mean, Eden, we don't know anything about her, right? And so it's, I love that. So is there anything that in your own personality that you were like, oh, I wish I wasn't like that? Maybe something you was maybe a bit too much, and you're like, oh my goodness, but now it's perfect for Eden, right?
I love this question, because growing up, I'm gonna get a little bit emotional talking about this, because growing up, I was always a very sensitive kid, and I was always told by a lot of like different family members and, you know, cousins or whoever that like, oh, stop it. You're being so sensitive. You're being too this, like you need to, you know, grow some thick skin, grow a backbone. And that was so hurtful. And I am so just thankful and proud of my sensitivity, because it has helped me be empathetic towards others and what they go through, because it's helped me be a storyteller. And again, like use my gifts and who I am as a person to do what I absolutely love and what I was born to do. So to all those people that try to put you down and make you feel like you need to be something else or somebody else, just ignore them, because, oh man, you are the greatest blessing and gift, you being just who you are and knowing you're worthy and enough, and knowing that God sees you even if others don't see that in you. So I love my sensitivity now, and I'm a crier. So here I am in tears crying about it, but you know, it's who I am. So I'm embracing that.
And that shows so much your heart of compassion and your kindness, which is so obvious on the screen and in person even more so. And again, you can't fake that.
No,
you can't make that up. I don't know. I'm not an actress at all. Maybe an actress can make that up, but I don't think so. We sense those things. And I think the compassion, the kindness that we see on screen, that Simon is Simon because of Eden. I think we all know that now. And it's because of the kindness and the compassion, because you're not making it up. You're drawing from the well of your own experience. Mm-hmm. It's obvious that when you're playing Eden, it's Lara we're seeing on screen in many ways, right?
Absolutely. So, yes.
We never thank God for hardships when we go through them, but when in hindsight, we're able to say, Lord, you meant it for good.
Yes.
Even though it was hard.
Yes. Even though people tried to, you know, bring, when, like they said, when you were just touching on it, you know, what people were intended to harm and to do bad to you, God intended for good. So I have to try to remember that at all times, even as we speak now with people, you know, not everybody is is supportive on, in the comments of whatever it is, whether it's what I chose to wear or what I choose to post. I'm like, I'm not here to please others. I know who I am in my heart and the relationship that I have with Jesus. So if whoever has a problem with any of that, I mean, take that up to God. So
yes, absolutely. Yeah. I can so relate to that. I was bullied as a kid, my entire childhood. So I hear you. I really hear you. Yeah. Okay. There's a line that Eden tells Simon, and it's probably one of my favorite lines in the show. And I'm hearing you kind of say this. And I wonder, maybe you, that's a line that you, I don't know, that is Lara, not Eden so much. And you tell him at some point, Eden tells Peter, thanks for obeying and following Jesus. Thanks for letting him be near. That's in the grape scene. Mm-hmm. Is that when you're thanking him for doing that and therefore making it possible for Eden to have her calling fulfilled as well? How is that a challenge to yourself?
Oh, honestly, sometimes when I read the script and I'm like, oh, okay, I need to, this is what I have to say, but how can I truly connect with that so that it's truthful for me or for the character or to serve the story, the scene purpose. I have to really find it in myself because it's easy to be distracted. It's easy to try to think that we can do things on our own. Or you know, try to plan things the way we think it needs to happen and trying to control certain things in your life. And I have to constantly remind myself, like, I have to let that go or look, because living in anxiety and constantly thinking about those things it's not healthy mentally at all. And so letting, like, why do that to ourselves? Why worry when we can just let that go and pray and give that to someone else? And that someone else is Jesus. So just let him handle it. There's only so much that we can do, you know?
And again, that scene, the scene of the grapes, and I'll stick on that for just a minute. I love how the fact that even like Eden's tension, she's getting rid of it by physically stomping on those grapes. And obviously the connection with the grapes and the blood and the juice that comes out. I mean, there's so many ramifications in Jesus taking on through his blood our anxiety so that we can be free from it. So even as she's stomping on those grapes, it's portraying how Jesus is going to relieve her of her anxiety and how she's ministering to someone else, in that case, her husband, even as she's doing that. And actually, it's really funny because there's a French brand. Uh-huh. It's called Caudalie and it's a skincare brand and it's from Bordeaux. And it's based from grapes, right? So when you're stomping on those grapes, I'm like, okay, she's actually literally making skincare. Her feet are getting soaked in like really good stuff.
Can I tell you, my feet have never felt softer and just like clean. And they were so like, just, they were beautiful. I was like, I don't need a pedicure. Like the grapes have done it.
Right. Nice. There's an entire skincare that's based on grapes. And it just made me think of it. So there you go. You know, we don't have to always be super spiritual, but because skincare really matters too.
I know. I love it. Yeah.
Speaking of really kind of shallower stuff, what's your favorite spice?
Oh, goodness. my favorite spice is, oh man. So I was born in Brazil.
Yes.
So Brazilian food, that is, I mean, oh, that's home, right? So my mom's cooking, I wish I was as good as her. Growing up, she would always like try to show me and teach me. But I mean, her incredible use of spices, we love garlic and a lot of herbs. Like my mom will chop parsley, fresh parsley, and put it in everything. So I love the simple garlic, salt, and just parsley, really, on everything.
There you go. And so spiritually speaking, you know, we don't have to make things complicated. The simplest things can be the most profound. And we see Eden a lot in the kitchen. What do you think she would enjoy most?
Oh man. So yeah, you see Eden a lot. She's either chopping something or making things. In season three, actually, she has this incredible soup that she makes. You don't get to see her make it, but Simon really enjoys it. And I'm really excited for the audience to see that particular scene because the scene is not about the soup, but Simon tries to make it about the soup. So it's really fun.
I love all the marriage tension and marriage things that are happening in that particular couple. It's a, it's a lot of fun. As we're wrapping up, you mentioned you're from Brazil. So I'm French, right? So I didn't grow up in the States. And here on Gospel Spice, we love to live at the intersection of culture and scripture and how cultures influence our interpretation of scripture and our experience of it. How would you say that your culture, your Brazilian culture, has influenced your faith?
Yeah, my culture, I'm so proud of, like, just Brazil and the people that live there. They are so, and they're also so proud to see, for instance, just like me, a Brazilian on a show, on a faith-based show that's impacting the world. They feel so much joy and pride to like be represented. And that means everything. So I just truly love our passion and like the Brazilian people's like love and support. That has really just influenced how I meet people and how I relate to people, because we come at it with an open heart, open mind, regardless of like where you're from or how you grew up. And I think at least that's, you know, who I was around growing up, my family in Brazil. So that's what I carry with me. And that's, I think, I don't know, there's something special about that.
It's so perfect how Eden, obviously, all we know about Eden is that she had a mother and that Peter was married to her. And so the fact that you're tying all of that in, you know, with your own family and how your own family is so important to you. So as we finish, would you mind, Lara, praying for our audience listening to us right now?
Oh, okay. I will try my best. Oh,
oh no, there's no pressure. Just you and Jesus talking to Jesus about the people listening here.
Yeah. Father God, thank you so, so much. Thank you for the Gospel Spice. Thank you for this podcast and the people listening. And I pray that whoever's listening now, I pray that honestly, the message that's coming to me is, however they're feeling, if they're lost or feeling just alone, or they need some encouragement to pursue something that they love or a dream that they've had for so long, Father, I pray that you are just near them and that you open up that dream and that want in their heart to pursue you, and that you will show them the way to just live their life fully. And that I pray that as you continue to just speak through us and using the Chosen as well, I pray that just continues to change lives and bring everyone closer to you, and just the incredible message that love truly matters more regardless of where they're from or who, you know, how they grew up, Father God. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, amen and amen. Thank you so much, Lara,
for
your beautiful
prayer.
Appreciate thank you. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Truly a joy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today. I really hope you've enjoyed this time together with Lara as much as I have. And if you're big fans of The Chosen, check out our previous interviews with Dallas and Amanda Jenkins, as well as with The Chosen producers Chris June and Chad Gunderson. Also, on gospelspice.com, you'll find free in-depth Bible studies on all sorts of topics, and on the podcast, ways to inspire you to experience deeper intimacy with God, especially if you've experienced a measure of staleness in your relationship with Him recently. So welcome to Gospel Spice. We are looking forward to serving you.